All right. Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. Your motion takes me back to when I was a young lord and we used to have mantra study groups. Unfortunately, Chair, this is not a study group. And it seems like this is something that permeates the left, the European descent left, always wanting to dismiss the whole issue of race as a class issue. I'm not going to get into a philosophical discussion with you in regards to some of the myths of Marxism in certain parts of what the dominant class calls the third world. I'm not going to get into that. But the fact is that this issue always gets dismissed, and it's usually the class analysis that comes in. I've been called an oppressed person by the left, and it's usually the European descent left. I am not an oppressed person. I'm a person in resistance to oppression, and that's what racism is. It is oppression, and I grant you that capitalism is a form of oppression and a form of colonization. But the fact is that we are not putting forth a motion about capitalism or class. This is what's happening today in real time, and it's called institutionalized ingrained systemic racism. It's not classism that we're addressing here. So I would not support the amendment. Thank you, Chair.
Well, obviously I don't agree with your characterization of my motion, but I'll just leave it at that.
Also, you didn't have to say what you just said, too.
I said what I said in defense of my motion. Eileen, go ahead.
Excuse me. Yeah, am I muted? Hang on. No, I'm not muted. Good. Yeah, I was going to offer. I'm sorry. I always forget when I can offer an amendment. But what if we... I don't think we can solve all the world's problems in this one, recognition of what's been happening. What if we change it to, it is among the principal obstacles to social progress for all? Does that would not exclude what Alex wants to say? And it would leave in, the way it was written, essentially. That's my suggestion.
Okay, we have another amendment to the amendment. Do we have a second to that?
Is that what that is? Yeah.
Did I hear it again, Chair? I didn't hear it.
Do you want to repeat
Lawrence,
that?
I just want to, I without accepting Alex's motion, I would change your sentence to, it is among the principal obstacles to social progress for all. Instead of saying it is the principal obstacle. And I thought that might satisfy Alex and you.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second it.
I'll put my second.
You're a great seconder.
I'm doing all the seconding today.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to say something.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
If there's going to be an amendment to your amendment, it has to be germane to your amendment. You can't have an amendment that speaks to other parts of the motion that do not consist your amendment. In other words, the secondary amendment has to be germane to the primary amendment. So that motion, that amendment would be out of order if it addresses anything other than what Alex has put forth.
To be a substitute?
Yeah.
In that case, shall I withdraw it and offer it at another time?
No, I actually think
it's a matter of germane. It has to relate exactly. The secondary amendment has to relate directly to the primary amendment and nothing else.
I'm confused.
You confused? Okay, so here's the deal. You take all the work that Alex...
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, it's hard to hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Much better.
Is that better? Okay. What I'm saying is, if you take all of the words that Alex has put forth, all of them, then your secondary amendment has to do with those words only in order for it to be germane.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up again. But may I say what I think you're saying, which is that I could only have addressed Alex's amendment at that time?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Lane, you're breaking up too. Sorry.
Yeah, we're...
I am? Oh, maybe it's not...
breaking up.
Okay. We are...
Oh, no, not again. It's my
am
turn.
I breaking up too? Can everybody hear
yes,
me?
You are. Yes, you are, Alex.
Okay, maybe we're running into this situation again that we ran into last week.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to... everybody to hang up and convene in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Good.
Could we do that? Because right now we're not understanding each other. So let's all hang up and redial in 2 minutes. Okay?
Thank you. Yes.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. A few people never hung up, and I'm wondering if it's going to sound all right.
Well, we don't have the issue. You're not breaking up. I don't think I'm breaking up.
Well, not yet.
Sounds good now.
I actually heard it breaking up when I... when the automatic voice was on.
Well, my theory is that it may be someone on a landline that's got a bad landline that may be causing that.
This is
Colleen.
Sorry?
Colleen, I hear you.
Do you want to say something? Because Mr. Tatum is trying to speak.
Very briefly, we're still streaming.
Please let Mr. Tatum speak.
Thank you.
Okay, are we back now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me
just
say
I was speaking.
That, Okay, I just want to say, going forward, this is the last time we will use Maestro for a conferencing system. I'm fed up with it. I think most of you are.
Yeah.
We've had it with the Maestro conferencing system. It's not simply viable.
Well, I'm for it because...
Hello,
I'm back. Can we ask Mr. Tatum, let Mr. Tatum say what he was trying to say?
Yes, Mr. Chair,
I have a real difficult time with Eileen's continued interruption without being recognized. Can you
please help her with that? Well, I don't know. Has this meeting started again?
It never ended.
Okay. Mr. Chair, may
please,
I speak?
Please refrain from speaking until you're recognized. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Chair, we have 11 minutes left.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there's the interruption right there. Okay. I'm only going to take 30 seconds. Everybody could mute or whatever. What I wanted to say is the main topic is germaneness. When you have a primary amendment and someone wants to add a secondary amendment, the secondary amendment is germane to the primary. Everybody needs to mute. Just for 30 seconds. Can everybody mute?
Gunshot in the neighborhood. Sorry.
Everybody mute for 30 seconds, please.
I'll mute.
I'll be finished, I promise. I'll be 20 seconds. Thank you. The secondary amendment has to be germane to the primary amendment, which means that you can only amend the words that are in the primary amendment. So I was saying earlier that Alex made an amendment. He put in a certain number of words. So when someone comes in with a secondary amendment, they can only amend those certain words that Alex put in. They cannot amend something that goes beyond what Alex put in as the primary amendment. And that's basically it. If you want anything further, Mr. Chair, I'm going to right now put myself on mute.
Okay. I believe Mr. Tatum is correct. So, Eileen, your amendment is not germane to my amendment. However, I think your amendment is a good suggestion. And if the body wishes to vote down my amendment, which will... they can do that, and then we can get back to the main motion, in which case you can introduce your amendment, and perhaps we can avoid this ideological struggle. It was not my intention to launch an ideological struggle here.
This is Grace. I have a request for information.
What is your request for information, Grace?
Alex, I would like to know where your amendment would be placed and the exact wording. I know you said it, but I wasn't in front of the motion itself when you said
Let me find the...
I have it in front of me now.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, my amendment is to replace the sentence, "It is the principal obstacle to social progress for all." And instead of that sentence,
which paragraph is that?
The one that starts, "The U.S. has a long history of institutional racism."
Okay.
You're wearing glasses, you should be recognized.
I'm explaining my amendment, Grace. Dwayne.
And Goodman, a request for information also.
My amendment, the wording of my amendment is, "This racism is one of the forms that capitalism takes to divide and subjugate the working class." I could have written a lot of topics, but that's my amendment. My ideological amendment to what is an ideological statement in the main motion. And if we get past the ideological statements as such, that's fine with me as well. Dwayne, did you have a request for information?
I did, Mr. Chair. Obviously, you've asked that your motion not be voted up, so it seems to me that it doesn't matter where it's going to go. Since we're trying to get back to the main motion, I call the question.
Let's just go to a vote on this. I'll phrase it in the obverse way, assuming that we're going to get another amendment that'll handle this. Who opposes? How do I phrase this? Are there any objections to defeating this amendment?
Chair, I object, and I request a roll call vote.
Okay, if we're going to request a roll call vote, then we'll have to vote on it. Okay. Grace, can you take the roll?
Yes.
Grace Reed.
Okay, the amendment, Alex's amendment, would come after the sentence. It is the principal obstacle to social progress for all, referring to racism. And then Alex's sentence that he would insert at that point is, this racism is...
I would remove that sentence altogether and replace it with this sentence.
This racism is one of the forms that capitalism takes. That's to replace. It is the principal obstacle to social progress for all.
That's correct.
Okay, so it would replace that sentence with this sentence. This racism is one of the forms that capitalism takes to subjugate and divide the working class.
Okay.
Okay, so
let's go to a vote.
Okay, so Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Okay, Lyndon Foley.
I vote against.
Okay, Jan Goodman.
Abstain. Oh.
Right.
Can I ask, did Sabrina... Sabrina's excused absent pass?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can we continue with the vote?
Heather Gray? Heather Gray?
I'm going to abstain here for a moment as well.
Okay. Wally James?
Pass.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Pass.
Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
I'm sorry. I just got back on the call. Are we voting?
Yes. It's...
I'll pass for now.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Okay. James Sagerton?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
No.
Right. Aki Tanaka?
Abstain.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees? Okay. Wally James, you passed.
Abstain.
Ken Goodman, may I change my vote to no?
Dwayne Lark? Passed.
Hello, Jan Goodman, may I change my vote to no?
I have that, Jan. I have it.
Thank you.
Dwayne Lark?
No.
All right. Sandra Rowland, you passed.
I'll abstain, thank you.
Okay. Let me count this up. We have one yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions. Bear, do you wish to vote? Alex?
Yes. Oh, I'll vote yes, of course.
Okay. Right. So the amendment fails. 11 no's, 2 yeses, 4 abstentions.
Okay. That amendment fails. We're back to a discussion on the main motion.
Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne Rock. I have a request for information.
What is your request, Dwayne?
Well, in my haste and wanting to expedite this process, I would need and request that the Secretary reread that line that I submitted a motion on so that I can be clear that whatever she said that is retained of the new line does have demilitarization of the police in it, so I will be satisfied. I wasn't clear after we left that.
I hear you. I believe that I sent my original amendment before it was amended by Lawrence in an email to everyone, but let me get it.
Yeah, before it was amended, I'd like to see the reading after it was amended. I'd like to hear the reading after it was amended.
That section was not amended. I amended it. And
well,
I
just want to be clear. My motion.
No,
was
I understand that. I'm looking for
okay.
it.
Okay.
I understand. Okay. So the original wording that Lawrence emailed to us for that sentence was: "We support the call to defund the police and end their militarization." What was substituted for that line was: "We support the call to reduce police funding and end the militarization of police."
Very good. I'm clear now. Thanks for indulging.
Welcome. Sorry it took so long to find it.
Okay. We're back to a discussion of the main motion.
Chair, time.
What is the time?
1 minute on this item.
Okay. Do we have a motion to extend for 15 more minutes? I hope it will be the last one, the last extension.
James, so moved.
I moved.
Okay.
I mean seconds.
Mean seconds. Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. Then I would like to put myself on the stack. I would like to offer
then,
the following.
Oh.
Fully move to the stack, please. That's Folina.
Okay.
And Eileen.
Hold on. I'm offering an amendment.
Okay.
The amendment is the following, where it says, the sentence that says, "It is the principal obstacle to social progress for all," change that to, "It is an obstacle to social progress for all." I think that way we can clear the issue of some of these ideological divisions.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Can we have a second recognition? Can we have a second to that amendment?
I second it, Lawrence.
Okay. Hold on, Mr. Chair. Point of request for information. Is
yes.
this in the same place? It is the principal obstacle to social progress for all.
My amendment is to change the wording of that sentence from "it is the principal obstacle to social progress for all" to "it is an obstacle to social progress for all." Clear? And that's been seconded by Lawrence. Do we have anybody want to be on the stack for this?
Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon?
Yes, I think
Ralph Pritishak.
Lyndon and Ralph. Okay.
Chair, you have Paulina first.
No, I don't.
On this amendment, Lawrence?
Yeah.
No, oh, no, you're correct. You're correct. No, sorry for voting out.
Yeah, if Paulina wants to get on the stack for this amendment, she may. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yes, I think that watered it down a little too much. I think it needs to be, say, a major or substantial or something, not just like it's A. It's more than just A impediment.
That's fine. We can do that as well. You can amend the amendment if you want.
I move that we add a, what is that, an adjective or adverb or to
that's
that?
An adjective.
Okay. Pick one, somebody. Major, substantial.
It is a major obstacle to social progress for all. Would you like to insert that?
That would be fine.
This is Sandra. I would second that.
Okay. Are there
well,
any?
Well, Ralph, care. You haven't called on me yet. Okay. Ralph,
well,
on the stack.
We have a new stack again. Ralph, you want to speak on this amendment to the amendment?
Okay. No. I'm going to speak on the amendment.
Well,
may I?
What's on the floor now is Lyndon's amendment to my amendment.
May I speak on the amendment? To the stack.
You may speak on Lyndon's amendment to the amendment. That's the stack right now.
Is W.E.B. Am I speaking? As W.E.B. Du Bois said, the major issue of the 20th century is race. And I amend that the major issue of the 20th and 21st century is race. This is what American economic system has been built on, is race. And it is a major problem. Not one of the problems. It is the major problem of racism, and all you guys who study communism should know that.
Okay, so I guess you're speaking against Lyndon's amendment.
I'm finished.
Okay. Anybody
yes,
else want to be on?
It's the major.
Request information.
He said it's a major.
Dwayne, request information.
What is your request for information?
Can we have Lyndon's amendment reread, please?
Chair, I'd like to be on the stack. This is Lyndon.
Chair, this is Lyndon.
Lyndon, go ahead. You want to read your amendment?
No, if you would just read your amendment and insert the word major instead of after A, then that will be it.
Okay, the original statement said, it is the principal obstacle to social progress for all. My amendment simply states, it is an obstacle to social progress for all. And then your amendment to my amendment says, it is a major obstacle to social progress for all.
So, Mr. Chair, he's just adding an adjective to your motion.
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Paulina to the stack.
Lawrence to the stack, Chair, on this amendment.
Lawrence. Okay.
Okay, so I can totally agree with Lyndon that this particular session is being watered down so much, and I recognize the good intention of Director Lyndon from Houston. But I would not support it because I believe that the language should remain as is. So, Chair, the question to you is that if this amendment does not pass, and if there's no further amendments, the language as is stands, right?
This is an amendment to an amendment, Lawrence. Mm-hmm. We go back to discussing the amendment if this amendment to the amendment does not pass. Paulina, go ahead, your turn.
Thank you.
I don't mean to sound crass, but it just sounds to me I'm putting myself in the position of somebody who's listening to us. We all sound like armchair revolutionaries. You know, we're debating something that we should have probably agreed on beforehand, and you know, and not have to use Robert's rules to do this. But of course, I understand that's where we are. So I would suggest, you know, let's not quibble over semantics. I understand that people feel very strongly about this. When we say a major or the major obstacle, right? When we say a major obstacle to social progress, then, you know, we also include other major obstacles such as, you know, such as patriarchy, such as, especially such as the capitalism that actually did bring about, it needed racism, right? You know, there was no racism before there was capitalism. I agree. This is an ideological struggle that I don't think we should be duking it out over the Pacifica airwaves or, you know, over KPFTX.org, however many people are listening to us. Guys, let's, you know, let's be more reasonable about this. What's the best way to get over this obstacle? I understand that this is not an ideological difference that we're going to resolve right now. And I, you know, and unfortunately, I just want Pacifica to take a position and for us to get to the rest of the work that is incumbent upon us. Thank you.
Paulina, I completely sympathize with everything you just said. One of the problems is that this resolution was only presented to us like an hour before the meeting, which is very unfortunate. And I don't really think I would not like to see that repeated. A major policy statement like this should not be presented to the board an hour before a meeting. And the result is this kind of discussion that we're having now, which we really shouldn't be having. We should have had this discussion. We should have had
Chair, point of order, this is going
presented to the board.
You got a point of order, Chair.
What is your point of order?
I think the remarks that were just made are completely out of order, because this motion is on the floor. Regardless, let me finish my point, Chair. Why are you interrupting me? It's obvious that you have a philosophical difference with this, and it's showing in your bias. And this motion is already on the floor, discussed, and
you're out of order.
No, I think you're out of order, Chair.
Call the chair bias. I explained why I thought it was unfortunate that this resolution was presented to the board an hour before the meeting. So I said, you think that's a biased statement, that's your opinion, but you're not supposed to cast aspersions on individuals during a discussion on the board. Okay, so please refrain from speaking until you're recognized. Do we have any further discussion on this? Okay, then we're going to go to a vote. Grace, could you take
Could you read
on?
What we're voting on? Could
Grace,
you read
could you,
what we're voting on?
Okay, Grace, could you read what we're voting on and then take the roll?
Yes, I think I can. Yes. The original sentence was, it is the principal obstacle to social progress for all. The change is with Lyndon's amendment to Alex's amendment. It is a major obstacle to social progress for all. That's Lyndon's amendment.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman. Heather Gray, Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James.
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland.
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Okay. John Rhodes.
Pass.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Right, Nancy Sorden.
No.
Okay. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Right, Polina Vasiliev.
No.
Okay. Going back, Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Dan Goodman. Dan, are you no longer on the call? Okay. Heather Gray, are you on the call?
I said no.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you. Thank you. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Okay. Sean Rose?
Gray?
Yes.
This is Ron Pinchback. I want to change my vote. I want to change my vote to no.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Okay. Let me count this up. Jan Goodman, are you there? There, Jan. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 noes. And we have abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Vote yes.
Final vote is 10 yes, 7 noes, 1 abstention. The amendment, Lyndon Foley's amendment passes.
Okay, so Lyndon Foley's amendment substitute is an amendment to my amendment, so that replaces my amendment. Now let's vote. What is the time?
1 minute and 20 seconds.
Okay. If there's no further amendments, let's just go to a vote on the amendment and then the entire.
Could I say something? This is Nancy.
In relation to what?
This particular amendment.
I thought we were finished with discussion on this, but okay. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I'm going to vote no on it because I think even this waters it down too much.
Nancy, the vote is closed on this amendment. I'm sorry. We already announced the result.
No. I'm talking about this is the amendment. This is the your amendment as amended, right?
Okay, you want to go back to that? Yeah. Okay.
We have to vote on that next, right?
I was hoping we could just go to a vote instead of having another round of discussion because I think we pretty much discussed it. Is that all right?
Well, I think that even with I appreciate Lyndon's amendment, but I think even that waters it down too much from the original. So I'm voting no.
And you can vote no. Okay, we're just going to go to a vote. We're going to go to a vote on the amendment. And then we're going to go to a vote on the main motion. Madam Secretary, can you take the roll on the amendment?
Yes. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
K. Okay, Jan Goodman. Heather Gray.
I'm afraid I have some questions about what we're actually voting for here. I didn't completely understand that.
Okay. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm asking the secretary to read one more time the amendment we're voting on.
But this is the amendment we already voted on. Is that right, Alex? It's not, right?
I'm asking the secretary to read the amendment so that you're not confused.
Okay, thank you.
Can you read it?
Basically, it's the same as what we just voted on, as far as I can tell.
Can you please read it, Grace?
Thanks.
It is a major obstacle to social progress for all, referring to race.
Okay, that's the amendment.
I'm going to need to vote no. Sorry, no.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going. Keep taking the roll.
Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James.
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark.
No.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland.
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen.
Pass. 1 minute.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Pass.
Okay. Nancy Sorden.
No.
All right. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev.
No.
Right. Tom Voorhees. Okay. Going back, we have some passes. We have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
And Eileen Rosen.
I'll vote no.
Okay. James Sagerton.
I'm abstain.
Okay. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 noes. And one abstention.
Okay.
Here, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
This amendment fails. 10 no, 6 yes, 1 abstention. So the original wording is intact, is left intact.
Okay. All right, let's go to a vote on the main.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to just do the vote and finish. And call the roll out now on the main motion.
Mr. Chair, could you, Polina, may I be recognized? With a point of order.
Polina, what is your point of order? You have a point of order?
Perhaps you should ask if there are any objections.
I have an objection, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier, Chris Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Okay, Jan Goodman. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, Wally James.
Yes.
Wayne Lark.
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Please repeat. I don't know what we're voting on.
We're voting on the whole
thing. I don't know what we're voting on.
Okay, Ralph, I'll explain. The whole entire motion as amended. The original big, long motion.
Madam Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
I'll go along. Yes.
Hold on. I have something to say. I think this is an important motion. I do not want to see it passed without acclamation, but I cannot vote for this motion, so I am therefore going to leave the meeting. And Duane, you can take over the chair duties for the remainder. Is that all right?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, for your consideration.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
I think we will proceed with the vote.
Okay. All right. Would you like to ask if there are any objections at this point?
Well, since we're already in the middle of the vote, I guess we can go ahead and complete it.
Okie doke. Sandra Rowland?
Madam Secretary, I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Yes, Madam Secretary, I was hoping we'd file objection, but I guess that didn't happen.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, Madam Secretary, yes.
Okay, Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay, Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay, James Sagerton?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Akio Tanaka?
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
All right. Tom Voorhees? Okay. I'll count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, did you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. Do you know what we're voting on, Vanessa?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. No,
okay,
go ahead.
It's on the main motion, the big, long motion that Lawrence put forward that we amended. It's the motion as amended. The effort was to get unanimous of all present.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
everyone
thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Voted yes. Sorry.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Interrupting the count. Okay. Jan Goodman? Jan here? Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, let me see if I missed anybody else. I don't think so. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, yes. No noes and no abstentions. All right.
Could you repeat the tally again?
Okay. We have 16 yeses, 0 noes, 0 abstentions.
Madam Secretary, I'm going to ask with unanimous consent that the voting be recorded as all present voting yes.
Okay.
Chair, point of order?
Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you. Do we also report that someone removed themselves from the quorum?
Necessary. That person didn't ask to be recorded. In fact, I think that he did a good thing by excusing himself, so he would not
okay.
be recorded at all.
All right. Thank you, Chair.
Welcome.
Chair, this is Heather. Could I
Go
make
ahead,
a statement?
Heather. Right
I just am wanting to express my appreciation to Lawrence for writing this in the first place. It was so appreciated and so needed. So thank you, Lawrence Reyes, for doing this.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah.
Chair, may I say something on the way out real quick?
I think so. Go ahead.
And it'll be real quick. It's a misnomer.
This motion was put together collectively by members of the LSB, Paulina Akuaho from Texas, Steve Seltzer from KPFA, Michael Novick, who helped with the writing because he's an excellent writer. So I just want to be able to recognize those people. And also recognize you, Heather Gray, affiliate director, for also attending our meetings from the task force. So in a sense, this motion didn't say it came from the task force. It was a collective independent effort from the task force of those members that are involved in the task force. So I just want to thank the directors for affirming this historical moment in regards to what's going on in our society right now, where everyone is outraged except for the 33% that are like zombies. Thank you.
Well, Ernst, let me acknowledge and give you credit for doing the right thing by acknowledging your cohorts who worked on this. It takes a big person to do that after the accolades have been bestowed only on you. So thank you for doing that humanity effort. Also, I want to thank all the members present for, I believe this is the first time that this assembly, the 2020 P&B, has consented unanimously on anything. So I think you all deserve a round of applause. So thank you for coming on and allowing this to be done. And we are entertaining a motion for adjournment.
I move to be adjourned.
Paulina, may I be recognized?
Well, withstanding the fact that I do have a motion to adjourn, but you may be able to speak your piece, but this meeting is over.